This is episode number 2470 of the Who Cares News for Friday, June 23rd, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Kelly Clarkson is in no rush to jump back into the dating game following her wicked divorce from Brandon Blackstock in 2022.
And it cost her a bunch of money, right?
Didn't she lose a bunch of money? It did, but you know what? The girl makes bank.
I got that.
And she waited a long time. I love Kelly Clarkson.
Somebody was telling me yesterday, I was talking to him on the phone, something about Kelly Clarkson and said, oh, by the way, Kelly Clarkson is in my house every day of the week. And I thought, you know, you're right. Between the Wayfair commercials and her show and every other thing. And now the voice, you know, you can't get away from Kelly Clarkson. Holy crap.
Like I said, she waited a long time to be in your house every day.
I get it. I get it.
People try to write her off, too.
No, no, she's not going anywhere.
No, she stuck it out.
Here's the deal about Kelly Clarkson. A, she is mega talented. She's, I mean.
Yeah, she is.
Deservedly so. She should have been the first American Idol. Glad she was. There was no competition at that point. Two, she makes no apologies for her appearance.
She cleans up
real good.
Yep.
She's not your typical model-looking woman. All that. So I think she's an every woman that can sing incredibly well.
She's everything awesome.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, the Wayfair commercials. What's not to love?
It's just what you need.
Kelly Clarkson is just what you need.
Anywho, I'm just enjoying me, and I'm enjoying my children, and I'm enjoying my work.
Yeah.
And the unspoken thing is I'm enjoying my money.
She's enjoying her money. Yeah, that's right.
She said, I love what I'm doing right now, and I'm a little hesitant because step-parent situations aren't always great for everyone or even having another person involved.
Right.
So for Kelly, being a mama bear simply comes first. She says, I focus on them, and that can come later.
Well, and I mean, her kids are like 7 and 9 now, I think, right?
Yeah, they're still youngins.
So she's got a few years that before she gets tired of them.
She hasn't hit the teens.
She's going to hit the teens, man, the terrible teens.
Yeah, between 9 and 12 is a pivotal time. And then
once they
hit 12, it's like...
Yeah, 12 is... Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
12. Scary, man. You don't want to wish that on your worst enemy.
And then between 12 and 13, it's like... It's building magma underneath the surface. Kelly's magma. Made more than enough on her plate. She has more than enough on her plate, including working on her album, Chemistry. I guess it's called Chemistry, which she has said contains the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'd represent the arc of an entire relationship.
Yeah, I've heard
drops today.
It definitely doesn't make old Brandon look very good. That's what I hear.
No, because you know what? He was a bit of an ass. And so, you know, her and Reba, they both ended up on the good side of that father-son duo.
Now, is she still okay with Reba? Is Reba okay with her?
What's the deal?
They're okay together? Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
because they're
going
to be working together on The Voice. So, because Reba's
more
replacing
than okay.
Blake. So, you know.
Reba's replacing, that's
Reba
right.
Reba's replacing Blake.
Reba's awesome.
Yeah, Reba's great too. So,
I wonder if she'll end up being one of our national treasures if she lives.
Reba or Kelly or both?
Well, it's Dolly right now.
Yeah, Dolly is it.
And we'll probably pass it to Reba.
Yeah, gotta love Dolly.
He may pass it to Kelly.
Might.
But you know, see, Reba and Kelly, it was, you know, Reba was married to Daddy Blackstock.
Right, right.
And then Brandon was married to Kelly
too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so neither one of them are Blackstocks anymore. Well, there you go.
No.
There you go. I think there's something they have in common.
On Wednesday's episode of Who's in My Bathroom?
Who's my bathroom?
Kim confessed to host Hailey Bieber that she prefers makeup sex over angry sex.
Oh, this is Hailey's podcast, Who's in My Bathroom. That's almost scary, too.
Yeah, I know.
This is Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Isn't that like the best?
The best sex?
She explained that while playing a game of truth or shot.
Truth or shot? Wow, I like that. The sound of that sounds good.
Now, later in the game, Kim asked Hailey if she's ever joined the Mile High Club.
Ooh.
To which Hailey replied, yes.
Yes.
Samesies!
That's not surprising to me, Kim.
Do you not need to ask me that? Kim was, you know, and then Hailey responded, you own a plane.
You own a plane. Yeah. I mean, hello. I mean,
I thought you were just saying, like, of course you're a whore.
And in comparing DMs, Kim says she gets a plethora of messages from a lot of inappropriate people.
Really? Really now, Kim? You are the one who takes selfies of you being nude in the mirror. That's just going to attract all the really appropriate people in the world, I would think.
Yeah.
Really, yeah. Appropriateness.
Now, Haley says she's never gotten a sneaky or strange message even before she was married.
I don't know if I buy that.
Well, Haley Bieber isn't exactly someone that it's like, hey.
Well, I get it. Know? I get
and
it.
And she's not putting all her boobs in her belt out. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's true. She's not doing TV commercials in her Skims. And only her Skims.
Hey, people do underwear commercials.
Well, I got that, but I mean, it's, I don't know. I mean, Kim is
polarizing.
Polarizing? Oh, and she, you know, she also did a sex tape. So, I mean, you know,
yeah,
it's out there.
Yeah, look at her now.
It's out there now.
You know, so. Rob Lowe must sit back some time and think, man, I was before my time. Man, I was before my time.
Probably does. I mean, you know, how many years did he have to lay low before anybody
would? A long time.
It was a while, wasn't it?
It was a long time.
But I also think it was during that time that he also got sober. So there was a bunch of stuff that happened in Rob's life that needed to happen
so he could
continue on and be the heartthrob that he still continues to be on network television.
He would probably, you know, you're probably right. He would, there's a good chance he would have been a totally different person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Had he not got, because he, man, he was hot.
I remember, what was it called? Oxford Blues.
Uh-huh.
That was a movie where he was on a rowing team.
Yeah.
Okay. And he played an absolute ass in that.
Yeah.
But he had a little transition. And then the other thing that I was always impressed with him is St. Elmo's Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was beautiful. He's still beautiful. He was a hottie.
Yeah.
And it says here he's still a hottie.
He's still a hottie.
Yeah, I've always been a fan.
So. Attracting women to the Atkins diet every day.
I'm not a big fan of the Atkins commercials, but he's a cutie. I liked him on Brothers and Sisters.
Yeah, that's been a long time ago. Have you watched Houston 911 or whatever he's on now?
Lone Star.
Whatever, Houston, Lone Star, whatever.
I think there's one of the 911s. Anyway.
No, he's on the one in Texas. Yeah.
I watch a lot of story arcs.
Sure, right.
A lot of story arcs.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and she's like FBI, show FBI.
Yeah.
I love that.
Awesome.
And the 911s and the cold cases and Flashpoint and all the good stuff.
With our apologies to Chad Lowe, Rob's little brother who can't get arrested, and Halle Berry. More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.